the next, I guess, is to determine when you guys are meeting in January.
Quick question on the $824,000.
Sure.
You've had more work through this whole feasibility thing that really wasn't in your proposal back in. How does the 824 line up to what your overall budget's been?
To get better at this microphone, I'm sorry. The 824, so the Water Development Board has provided a full kind of comprehensive picture of the incremental funding steps that they do biennially, the what I'll call the raise that the legislature gave this go around, the items that we're working on here for potentially feasible strategies and looking at developing the tech memo are already in our scope of work with funding allocated to them. So we are being funded for this work that we're doing here. The development of the scope of work, land, tell me if I'm wrong, we haven't been funded for that in the past for that development of the scope of work and budget. Is that still the case or is that allowed to be billable now?
Well, I think that, so yes, I think that this portion of the is billable. The development of the scope of work for this task 5B is billable. It's just, I don't know whether it comes after the notice to proceed or whether it's considered part of 5A. I think it may have been written so that it was part of 5A now, so that it's billable out of your existing funds.
And forgive me for the question out of the blue. The reason why is just because I've spoken with multiple folks and that was what I had been told, but I wanted to confirm it just to be sure that that's new this cycle, that's funded.
Last,
your question.
Last amendment that we did was funding what you called a raise. That right. Was for infeasible.
Right.
For this, to look at the infeasible extra work,
yeah. Right. But these funds are part of the overall picture of the Water Development Board's funding for the entirety of the regional planning. It's just that they are withheld until the board gives a formal notice to proceed. And so when we come in February, God willing, everything we bring to you and revise and everything is ready. We then bring that forward to you in February. Our request is going to be, this is the scope of work and budget that the scope of work committee has vetted. We've revised based on their input, and we are requesting the regional planning group give us permission to submit a request to the Water Development Board for a notice to proceed on this scope of work. And that will be the formal request. They'll give us a response, yes, or we'll have to work with them. But
the money's there. We just can't get paid for it until they approve.
I think it's called committed funds versus not committed. So that's the idea. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good discussion. What else? Any comments from the group? Kind of wind down here. The agenda items and dates, I think we talked about those. We're going to get a January. We're going to get a February. And the February approval hits the deadline of 90 days. I think it was a June date or something like that.
So we have a scheduled date of February 13th for our regional planning group meeting.
Right.
I'd suggest mid-January would probably be a good time for this scope of work committee to look at some dates in that time frame, because whatever input we get here, we'd like to get a couple weeks out at least to get the information out in front of the planning group. And so if there are revisions or things like that, that gives us a week or so that we could make any changes and then get them out to the planning group before the planning group's meeting on February 13th.
Okay.
So
we have a motion to go ahead.
Sorry, I thought we were, are we trying to poll for that January meeting?
Pamela, will you go up with a questionnaire on that one?
I will send out the questionnaire by email like we always do with the potential dates. We'll look at the calendar.
Great. Thank you.